Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Some have called it the acceptable sin of the saints, since almost everyone does it, and few really label it what it is, sin. And what is this wrong that we label acceptable? It is worry, and we ignore and justify doing it. Well, I just can't help it. It's my nature. Besides we justify, there is a great deal of difference between anxiety, justified concern, and actual worry, possibly. But I, for one, am never sure when I've crossed that invisible line and have allowed my sleep to be taken from me as I wrestle with issues in the middle of the night when I'm praying about them but worrying about them at the same time. When you struggle with this issue, may I suggest a simple checklist, a series of questions you need to face. Question number one, am I praying about this situation, giving thanks to God that He is bigger than my worry or trouble? Corrie ten Boom was a woman who, in her war experiences, had legitimate things to worry about, such as, will I ever come out of Ravensbrück concentration camp alive? In her book, Each New Day, Corrie wrote, when I worry, I go to the mirror and say to myself, this tremendous thing which is worrying me is beyond a solution. It is especially too hard for Jesus Christ to handle. After I have said that, I smile, and I am ashamed. Question 2. Am I allowing this worry to choke God's word in my heart? In the parable about the sower and the seed, Jesus said that the worries of life choke the word, making it unfruitful. Worry becomes our master, causing us to forget what God has promised, what He is honor-bound to do in His own time. Question 3. Do I really believe God is in control of my life, or am I living with a false sense of security? Our actions really answer that question. Mark Twain, a man who was never noted for his religious convictions, once wrote, I am an old man, and I have known many troubles, but most of them never happened. God's child can live with the conviction He is able to spare us from situations or else confront us with them, depending on His will. But in either situation, He's with us no matter what happens, so we can live without worry. Question 4. Would this worry disappear if I took time to sit at Jesus' feet, as did Mary? Take time to review the story found in Luke 10 and notice in particular Jesus' advice to Martha, who said, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one is needed, and that one was to be in His presence. Question 5. Have I, by an act of my will, laid this worry at the feet of Him who said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Question 6. Is what worries me really worth the effort in light of all eternity? A final thought. Okay, everybody does it, but what can be done about it? Recognize worry for what it is, sin. Confess it and stop doing it. Identify your worries and tell God about them, letting Him know how you feel and what causes concern. Having prayed about it, strive to leave it with Him and turn off the light and let Him take the night shift.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.